I'm going to go on a limb and guess this is the first game he's called outdoors. Ryan Holt, the broadcaster for the Condors, joins us. Ryan, how you doing?
I'm good, and you would be correct. It is the first outdoor game for me. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun here in Sacramento tomorrow.
Well, I'm seeing the pictures. How the boys were skating today? How's the ice?
It was actually great. The guys commented. Actually, our captain Ryan Hamilton commented that it was actually better ice today that he skated on than a couple of years ago when he was a member of the Toronto Marlies and they played outdoors at the Ticap Field. So. It was actually a very good day this morning. The ice looks great. The facility is top notch, and we're ready to go for this first ever AHL game in California outdoors.
Well, the great thing for you guys is the technology has come a long way since the Heritage Classic here, the ice plant and such. And also, one of the biggest problems here was that it was so cold with the humidity, the plexiglass around the rink got so frosted you couldn't see through it. You're not going to have that problem there. Temperature sets up fine. Game conditions, according to the forecast, are they going to be pretty good?
Well, temperature-wise, I mean, we'll be down in the 30s at Clark Drop Fahrenheit. So, so temperature-wise, this, you know, not an issue. There is a little rain sprinkled in the forecast projected here this weekend. So, we're hoping that changes up here. But, you know, as the guy said, you know, they can't control the weather; they can only control what they do. So, you know, they're just going to show up and see what happens as we roll along. But they're rearing to go. They were very excited today. It was actually, you know, it was kind of like when you're a young kid, you know, playing on the pond. They had some fun. A lot of guys stayed out after practice just to skate around and twirl around and take pictures. So it was good to see. It's kind of a little mid-season break here with this outdoor game.
Ryan, exactly that. And one guy you said you can only control what they do, who slowly it seems is starting to find his game in between the pipes, is Ben Scrivens, at least based on the statistics anyway. You know, and he still has a long ways to go. But what have you seen the difference in his game in his most recent starts compared to the start of the season?
Yeah, he stole the game last night, to be honest. 44 saves against Stockton. He was very good against Ontario as well. We lost Saturday to a very good Ontario team 3-1, but I thought Ben gave us a chance to win that game, even though we weren't generating a lot of offense. But then last Friday, it was a very controlled effort, 31 save shutout in San Diego. And look, you know, goaltending's a fickle thing. You know, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. You know, Scrivens has been given the starts here over the last couple of games with LB out for a little bit, so. It's been good to see him get some confidence between the pipes. You talked about that after the game on Friday against San Diego with the shutout. Hopefully it leads to more, and I think it has led to more. He was absolutely superb last night, easily the first star of the game. Stopped about three or four breakaways, clear-cut chances for Stockton. They had 46 legitimate shots on him, and he turned away 44 of them and kept us in the game and kept us in front and eventually won us the game. So. It's great for him. He's a quality human being. We all know that. And it's good to see him get some results here as of late.
Now, you know, a big part of it, any sport, but especially the position of goal, it's a cliche, is confidence. You don't get confidence without playing well. And some people say you can't play well without confidence. It's cyclical. Has the organization dropped anybody down there for a few days to work with Ben, or has he had to just sort of work through this on his own and work on his own game?
No, Sly Rodriguez, Sylvain Rodriguez has been down. Mm-hmm. He comes in about 2 weeks out of every month to work with all goaltenders, and he worked with Ben specifically last week, just fine-tuning some things. And sometimes it's, we've seen it with forwards and changing sticks or changing grips or, you know, changing the color of their tape. It's kind of a fickle thing. And with Ben, it was just a matter of, you know, refocusing a little bit. And he's been outstanding here over the last, week or so. And I think throughout it all, he's been positive, which has been great to see. He's been out in the community. He's done a Christmas parade as well here in Bakersfield. So. He's enjoying being in Bakersfield, and he's enjoying being a Condor.
Ryan Holt joins us, a broadcaster for the Condors. Scrivens is a guy who needed to find his game, and one player who has to find his game if he wants to get back to the NHL is Mark Fain. And I know he hasn't been there very long, Ryan, but I'm assuming he's playing a fair amount of minutes. And Fain's game is one that's going to be hard to determine if he's playing better, because he's not a guy who's going to put up big points. You know, he's not going to run players over. He just needs to make quicker decisions with the puck. In the brief time that you've seen with Fain, has he stood out at all, or is he looking like a guy who's still finding his way?
No, I think you're absolutely right. With, you know, it's kind of tough with defensive-minded defensemen to see during a game. You know, are they progressing? Are things going well? I've liked Mark Fain. I've liked him over the last. He's been here now 3-4 games with us. Our penalty kill has been perfect since he's arrived. I don't know if that's just a causation or just a matter of circumstance, but. He's been our one of our top D-men on the PK, so our PK has killed off the last 20 here over the last couple of games. So 6-for-6 last night and really needed it late in the hockey game. And I've liked his game. I like him. I like Griffin Reinhart. I think they're progressing nicely. And we saw with Nikita a couple of weeks ago, you know, came down and he's had the right attitude. I think that's been the biggest news story, I guess, with a lot of these guys coming down from Edmonton, is they've had the right attitude. Mark's had the right attitude. He's gone about it the right way. He's a professional in every sense of the word, and that's been refreshing to see. These guys want to get back to the NHL, and they're going to do everything possible to get it done here.
Yeah, you mentioned Griffin Reinhart. He's an interesting study. I mean, he ended. You know, there was a number of defensemen here who could have ended up where Griffin did. The fact is, as you know, contracts come into play and waivers, but it still can be tough for somebody like Griffin, who wanted to make an impact with a new coaching staff, with a new team. How has he handled it? Was there a settling in period for him, or was he ready to go as soon as he got there?
Yeah, no, he was ready to go. I think that's been the mentality of just about everyone who's come down or felt, you know, they probably should be in Edmonton. Griffin came down and hopped right in the lineup. He's played big minutes for us. He was paired with Fain last weekend. They switched it up last night with some healthy D-men. We're finally healthy now here at Bakersfield. We've got three healthy forwards as scratches last night, or three healthy skaters, I should say, which is actually great to see, because now we have some competition in the lineup here in Bakersfield. And Griffin's been great. He's been getting some power play time as well on that second unit behind Hunt's unit. So I think it's just a matter of time before you see him progress. And you have to remember, too, he's still a very young player and a young guy that has a wealth of experience already under his belt here in the pro ranks.
Joey Lalegia, a small defenseman who got moved up to forward. How did he look? And is it going to be a short-term experiment?
I don't know if it's short term. I thought it was short term because of injuries, but Jerry Fleming bluffed him up there over a couple of healthy forwards here over the last couple of games. So he's played 6 games up front. He's a plus player in that time, and also he's got 2 goals last weekend for us. Jerry likes what Joey brings on the forecheck. Joey, you know, we know he can skate. We know he can make plays with the puck, and we had him on our Condors Unleashed show last week, and he kind of talked about playing forward and how it's a different mentality, because you're able to be a little more creative as a forward than you are maybe as a defenseman, even as an offensive-minded defenseman like Joey is. So he's thinking the game a little differently. And he told us he always wanted to play forward growing up. His dad told him to kind of stay on defense. That's kind of where he's going to be moving forward. But, Jerry's kept him up there, and he's going to play forward, I think, tomorrow night as well in the outdoor game. So good for Joey, and he's been just another guy who has done anything that's been asked of him, this coaching staff.
Nice transition. Out of curiosity, just last one for me. When's the last time Joe played forward in organized hockey? Because you don't just jump up and go, okay, I think I'll try it.
He never did, and we asked him that because he never had played forward. He wanted to, and his dad kind of steered him away from it. But he kind of jokingly kidded that all defensemen want to be forwards. They want to be the guy scoring goals. And Joey, you know, the proof is in the pudding. He's got 2 goals as a forward here this season. So he's been great. And jumping up front has been good for him. And let's be honest, he's realizing that, you know, that's an opportunity for him to stay in the lineup and make sure that he's in the lineup every night now with the healthy competition that we have with seven defensemen now and a couple extra bodies up front. So Joey's done a nice job up front and he's killing penalties and he's on the power play. So it's been nice to see him kind of break out here over the last week.
Well, Ryan, enjoy the outdoor experience tomorrow. The weather sounds like it's not going to be too bad for the game, and I'm sure a highlight for a lot of these players outdoors in Sacramento. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Thanks for having me on, guys.